This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing, and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Cranking up our broadcast week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show through GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication. I just woke up to do the show with Super Don. I'm conscious. I think that today could be the dream state show of the year.
Like very mellow, kind of a mellow feeling, vibe coming from you today.
Well, you know, I went back into the gym on Saturday morning after, I got 4 days in. Yeah, and then, man, it was a good week. But I missed one of the days, and so I was like, I'm going back in Saturday morning. And on Monday, I did the challenge of the week, which I like to do when I'm in town. And it was kind of a... You're in a push-up position, and you grab a dumbbell with one hand, and you do a row from push-up position, and then the next on the left, and you do the left row. And then you go up from a squat to a full stand, taking those dumbbells, both of them in your hand, all the way up and over your head, and then back down into that push-up position to repeat. Now, that's one. Now, on just to give you a sense of what I did on Monday when I tried it, I got 31, I think, was. And I wasn't happy about it because there were three times I had to stop because my glasses were loose and they were coming off. I'm like, dude, if I do this again, I got to do it without glasses. I don't need to see what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. So I did. I was prepped. I'm going to do it because Kiki at the gym had gotten like 35. And I'm like, I can get her. I might could get her. Maybe it's just three, but I'm going to try it. So, yeah, I took my glasses off, did it ready, got 36. So I won the challenge of the week this week, except for Amanda shows up. After a week, she was at a cruise. She was out of town. She went on a cruise with her husband. I'm like, dude, really? You're coming back now? You're going to be rested? And no, she said, I worked out. I'm like, all right. So I just cheerleaded her, and she just kicked my butt. She did 39. So we're going to share. We're going to be co-champions. She's going to be the ladies champion. I'm going to be the men's champion. So how's that, Super Don? Sharing champion of the week. At the gym.
Dude, that is like the most awesome open of a show we've ever done.
You like that?
That was just, man, people are just like on the edge of their seat right now.
Well, the next thing we could do is play the national anthem. Everybody,
here's what I want to do. Let's do what I want to do for a minute.
All right, yes.
I just want to say, you know, we do this show 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Five of those days we do live.
Thanks to Cardio Miracle, too. That's giving them a shout out. How I'm able to do what I do at 56, almost 57.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed. And so, I think we've kind of been slackers in that we don't address and show appreciation to all of the different people that listen to this show.
What do you mean by that, all the different people?
You've got
different people
that are listening. I'm not being racist. I didn't say you people. different people.
You different people. Who are you?
All of the people that are promoting racism would probably appreciate that because they believe everybody's different. They all need to be treated differently, right?
Yeah, no, we don't.
Anyway, I just want to say, I'll keep this short, and then we'll get into the first story. But I just want to say a big thank you to those of you that are listening to us on GCN.
Mm-hmm.
And to show you appreciation for that, I want to throw a little contest together here for the folks that are listening on GCN.
All right.
Okay, and I want you guys on GCN to understand this is exclusively for you. Okay?
Okay,
we are doing this for you. What I want you to do is I want you to shoot us an email. The email is askrsb@gmail.com. In the subject line, I want you to put in there, I listen on GCN. That's what it has to say on there.
Okay.
And then in the subject line or in the you know, the email, just let us know. Hey, you know, how long you've been listening to the show? You know, why do you listen on GCN? Okay. Yeah. What got you turned on to the show? Anything. It doesn't matter.
That's all right. By the way, if you're not sure you're listening on a radio station somewhere that we don't know about, yep. GCN is the syndicator.
And you know, if you happen to be listening to this on a radio station, let us know what station you're on that you're listening to. Okay. That would be a huge help for everybody who sends us that email. We're going to throw you your email address in a hat.
Yeah.
And we're going to draw one out, and you're going to win a prize. Okay?
Yeah.
And it will be. Haven't determined what that'll be yet, I don't think, do you have an idea?
I'm pretty sure it's going to be silver.
Silver? All right. So some sovereign silver?
Some spray and a gel, yeah.
Okay. So there you go. All right. And this is only for people listening on GCN. Okay? Yeah. If you cheat, I'll know.
Yeah,
I'm going to send you something in the mail, and you're not going to like it. So
yeah, you won't like
it. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Anyway,
by the way, we do have a great story about silver today too. Chance, stand by for that. That's going to be cool.
All right, so
yeah,
first story of the day.
Yes, Biden's cancer moonshot aims for a cure, and the question is, what about tackling the cause? Remember when he was vice president under Obama? He actually, you know, Obama threw him a bone, said, "All right, you go, Biden," and then cancer. It was a cancer moonshot back then. I don't know whatever happened to that.
Well, and this was, he picked Biden specifically because of his son, Beau, who died of cancer.
Yeah, the irony, of course, and it's not lost on me. The disaster is, it's a bad thing. It's very upsetting to say this, but the guy that's doing all the things that would cause cancer apparently doesn't have it, his son, his other son. You know what I'm talking about? The guy that does all the...
You mean like drugs. Smoking crack? I mean, is that
yeah.
What you're saying? Oh,
yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
How did that guy survive? That's tough. I'm just asking. Yeah. I don't know. But no, we're not picking on him for that purpose. But of course, that's why, you know, Biden was a poster child for, hey, man, we could send some more billions of dollars to the pharmaceutical industrial complex. This is long before many of, well, my listeners have been aware of this for a long time, but many people in America thought, oh, yeah, that's great. Let's send more money. We'll cure cancer. Just this last week, we had my good friend Jamie Dorley on from Nutritional Frontiers. And, you know, he said this is the very same thing before this article even came out. It's like, what's with all this money, you know, race for the cure? We're going to go to the moon for the cure. Why would you even need a cure if you go for the cause? Why not race for the cause? That's never done. It's never, they never raise money to acknowledge and remove the cause. You ever notice that, Superdon? This is just something that's so obvious that, like, how do we miss this?
So, I think one theory would be there's not a whole lot of money in that.
Oh, ouch!
I guess it depends on how you look at it. Right now, I mean, I know we've talked on this show that you know, there are some things you can do to prevent cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Things that you can take, right?
Yes.
I know I should probably word this carefully.
Okay.
But, you know, one of the things that there is science, peer-reviewed science out there
yes.
about the mineral selenium.
Yes.
And the effect yes. that has mm-hmm. on preventing cancer.
Right. So if you took a fraction of the billions and billions, use Carl Sagan talk, of Federal Reserve note dollars they want to print out of thin air to send to Big Pharma to not find a cure. If you spent a fraction of that providing selenium, 100% whole food, preferably selenium, at fractions of a penny on their drug dollar, you could prevent more cancer than all of the money that they've spent on so-called cures or attempting to find cures since Nixon declared war on cancer.
Right, yeah. Right. So,
I mean,
now here's a question I got for you. Let's say that they decided they wanted to get in on the selenium game.
Yeah.
Would that then be a threat to being able to buy it over the counter? And
well,
on the shelf, would they figure out a way to be able to take that and turn it into a drug? And then you'd have to get it with a prescription.
Yeah, I wouldn't put it past them because, you know, anytime they say that, well, CBD is now a drug, so now they're saying you can't have it as a supplement. I don't know how they're going to put that back in the bottle, but it's not a theory. It's what you're talking about is very real. When they say, well, we found something that actually works, then we're going to reclassify it as a drug. But that's part of the downside of the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act and stuff that happened later on after it was passed in the 20th century. They began to say a drug is a drug, not because it's a drug, but because it can treat something, because it can treat a disease. So if you think a synthetic toxic thing that's promoted by the FDA and approved by the FDA as a drug, it's only a drug because of what it claims to be able to do. So, for instance, if we talk about selenium in a certain way and say it's, let's just say it's good for liver function, you have a structure function statement, therefore selenium is not a drug. However, because there's so much science, and Jonathan E. Mord, my good friend, by the way, he's running for the United States Senate in Virginia now officially. He's beaten the FDA 8 times, mostly surrounding the claims that selenium can actually cure, prevent, mitigate, treat, cancer, for instance. And the science is there. It's irrefutable. It's stunning. And the moment you come out and say that, the FDA says, no, you can't. Now you're an unapproved new drug, not proven to be safe or effective for the use that you claim it's used for, even though there's peer-reviewed literature out the yin-yang. out the butt. Talk about cancer of the butt. It'll get the cancer out the butt, too. And the moment you mention selenium prevents, cures, treats, mitigates cancer, it miraculously becomes a drug, whether it's been approved or not. The FDA will send you a cease and desist warning letter, despite the fact that E-Mort has won against the FDA on that claim. So you're right. It's a disaster, the system we have. And in the State of the Union address, Biden, of course, outlined another ambitious goal among the goals to turn more cancers from death sentences to treatable diseases. No interest in finding the true cause, which would eliminate the need for treatment, wouldn't it? And therefore, the profit goes bye-bye. This is not cynicism. This is not a cynical statement. This is a reality that more people make a living off of cancer than die from it. And more people die from the treatment for the cancer that they're profiting from, not the people who are getting the treatment, but you know who, then die from cancer. Read Cancer, Step Outside the Box. Read, Ty Bollinger, all the stuff he's done with his wife, Charlene, we've participated in for years. It's astonishing. How naive are we? Are we still this naive to believe that Biden's moonshot or anybody at the government, federal government level has any actual genuine interest? And let's just say for a moment that Biden is an absolute moron, which might not be a stretch, and that he believes they're trying to find a cure. There may be people out there that do. It doesn't matter. The fact is the machinery guarantees that there will never be found a cure.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me. just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Anytime. Any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we mentioned silver in the opening segment. Just a brief thing for our friends listening on GCN. You know who you are. Send that email to Superdon, askrsb@gmail.com, and let him know what he asked you to let you know in that first segment. No, you got to go back and listen. And if you do, you'll be entered into a giveaway, and that will include some Sovereign Silver and a Sovereign Silver gel. Yeah, I'll send it to you for free. Now, the headline at Natural News is Colloidal Silver, a Powerful Remedy Against Superbugs, a new study finds.
Superbugs.
I was impressed by this. Natural News, usually we scoop Natural News. We'll cover stories before they do.
It's very true. It's very true. Usually, you know, they it takes them, you know, a couple of days to get to, you know,
sometimes a couple of weeks. Yeah. And yet they're obviously scooping the mainstream media by years, but that's, you know, another story. So I had sent you this article, and then you sent me, oh, my gosh, look, Natural News wrote about it. Yep. So this is an article. This was published through the University of Florida, researchers there, and it's published in the journal Frontiers in Microbiology. And this is not necessarily new to us, to me, but it is new because I know the people involved, and I know the form of silver that they tested, and I use it. And so what they were addressing is microbial resistance to antibiotics. There are bugs, so to speak, microbes, that don't respond to any antibiotics. The most powerful antibiotics on planet Earth do not kill them. The bacteria can eat them for lunch. And so years ago, I reported on this on the air. You probably remember this, Super Don. That they had discovered that these antibiotics that didn't work, they would add silver or silver nanoparticles to these drugs, reapply them against the bugs that were resistant, and suddenly they said, poof, the antibiotics worked again. And of course, the logical conclusion that I came to, and you're my logic detector, Super D, you know that.
Mm-hmm.
It would be logical, tell me if this is right, to assess, okay, the drugs didn't work to kill the microbes, They added silver to the drugs, and the microbes died.
And
is it the drug that worked again?
It activated the drug,
yeah,
and made the drug suddenly come back, come to life and work.
Yeah, right.
And so, and the silver then left.
Right.
Because its job was done.
It's a drive-by reactivation of a drug that didn't work. So, of course, that's an absurd statement, but I get your point. The reality is, if the silver was able to activate a drug that didn't work, well, how about trying the silver without the drug? Hmm. And, of course, we do. It has been done, and it does work without the drug. But the, what would you say, the reason to be for the drug industry is to sell drugs, not silver. That could be.
So it would be kind of like if I took my bottle and I put two scoops of Cardio Miracle in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to try and take a drink of Cardio Miracle, and I choked and coughed. And it just didn't seem to be. I couldn't drink it. But then I added some water to the Cardio Miracle, and suddenly I was able to drink it.
And it worked. Yeah.
How did that happen?
I don't know if
it wasn't the water.
Yeah. So there you go. Now, this article is great because it did study the efficacy of silver nanoparticles alongside common class of broad-spectrum antibiotics known as aminoglycosides. The study senior author told the media that his team experiments show that two things do, in fact, work synergistically. So they're really encouraged by this because they added the silver and the drug started working again. Or whatever, it killed the bad guys, the ones that were completely resistant. So now you can reactivate antibiotics, but my argument here is that knowing the bioactive form of silver as we do here, and in fact, the form of silver that they used is the form that we use in this study. Yeah. They were able to absolutely sensationally restore the ability to address out-of-control infections, even of those infectious agents that were not responding to any of the drugs that were thrown at them. So, y'all check this out. It's linked up in the show notes today at robertscoutbell.com, and we have a link as well to the original article in the journal to let you know that this is a stunning revelation, but it's not the first time, but it's the latest and it's the greatest, and I'm grateful to bring this to you. And if y'all haven't figured it out, on our website, there are banners for silver using it as a dietary mineral supplement. And this is why my kids at now 23 and 17 and a half have never once had an antibiotic. Oh my gosh, Super Don has a big bottle of that right there. Look at that. So y'all check it out. Come on over to robertscoutbell.com. Sign up for email alerts by, and that means the newsletter, right there, or text RSB to 22828, 22828 RSB. And we'll be back with more powerful healing and digital identifiers after the break. We know where you are. We know who you are. We know where you live. No, we don't.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. Republican presidential candidate Mike Pence is blaming the United Auto Workers strike on the failed policies of the Biden administration. Speaking on CNN's State of the Union on Sunday, the former vice president said auto workers' pay isn't keeping up with inflation under Biden's economic agenda. Former President Trump says it's very unlikely he'd pardon himself if he's elected in 2024.
I think it's very unlikely. What did I do wrong? I didn't do anything wrong. You mean because I challenged an election, they want to put me in jail?
Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, he claimed he did nothing wrong. The former president has been indicted four times this year, twice in federal court and twice in state courts.
Two deaths in the U.S. are being blamed on former Hurricane Lee. The storm made landfall in Nova Scotia Saturday as a post-tropical cyclone with 65-mile-an-hour winds. Lee has also been whipping up strong winds and dangerous rip currents on the U.S. East Coast. Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, we're going to talk digital IDs in just a moment, but before they implement them, and hopefully they never do, but that's up to you. I've got a couple of events, maybe more than that, that I'd love for you to consider attending. And the first one coming up is this very weekend, a week from, just under a week from today, when you're listening for the first time live, the 18th and 19th of February is the Virtual Health Freedom Expo. That is all the things we did last October and more, including two live new, we got Zoom presentations that are going to be panel discussions that I am going to lead. One of them is about cannabis and all the medicinal uses and what's the status of it as far as legal and everything. And the other is going to be about the Trinity School of Natural Health and all of, well, many of their teachers are coming together. And we're going to do a Q&A panel. That's going to be awesome. So both Saturday and Sunday. In addition to Jonathan Emord's presentation, he submitted a new presentation. Our friend Erin Elizabeth, you know her from Health Nut News, is going to be putting some more stuff up, and others that weren't able to be there last October. So that's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. It's only $30. You'll have 3 months to watch everything. It's the deal of the deals. It's awesome. So that's coming up this week. And also the 18th, I will be in Glendale, California. There's a fundraiser event for my good friend Jonathan E. Moore, who I mentioned is running for the United States Senate in Virginia to defeat Tim Kaine, bring the Constitution back, saving America all together now. emoore4va.com. And there's upcoming events, so you can see that. Also, March 6th, I'll be with him in Scottsdale, Arizona for another event there. I think that the paleocardiologist, my good friend Dr. Jack Wilson, will be there as well for that and others. Y'all are invited. Y'all check it out. emoore4va.com. Now, after that, we have the, real quick, the Next Steps Conference outside of Atlanta, Buford, Georgia, February 22nd through 25th, next-steps.info. And this is going to be an amazing event at Lake Lanier Islands outside of Atlanta. And we're creating a parallel society in healing and healthcare and all of this stuff. In media, you guys want to be there. And we have Five Times August musical guest as well. It's going to be awesome. A lot of great people are going to be there with us. I'm looking forward to that. And I hope you join us. On the 21st, by the way, if you're a nurse, check out the Nurse Freedom Network. They've got their event on that day right before it, but same place. So nurses, get your tushies over there. I don't care if you're men or women. Nurses, get there, and you will be richly rewarded for being there with the Nurse Freedom Network as well. All right, do we have any other upcoming events as you scroll down?
We got a whole bunch there. We got the Love Your Liver workshop with Dr. Andrew Kaufman coming up on February 25th. We got the Toxic Mold Masterclass on February 27th. The Nutritional Frontiers event that's going on in Clearwater, Florida will be March 31st. You've got the, what is this? This is the Be Healthy Utah Natural Health and Wellness Conference coming up April 21st.
Mm-hmm.
The Family Union, not Reunion, because we haven't done this before, but the Family Union, the RSB Family Union will be taking place on the Goody Farms Homestead with our friend Leslie. July 14th through 16th.
Yeah.
And then you will be at the Las Vegas Biomed Expo. It's way in the future, so you got plenty of time to plan on this. September 14th through 17th in Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, y'all. You've got your places to be. I want you to plan to be at one or all of them, okay? So that's just some of the exciting news that we have for you as we get out into the world and connect with one another before they lock us down with digital IDs. And that's the story this hour, this moment that we've got to cover. Now, this is out of Canada. Apparently, this premier of Alberta, you know, it's like they have their states. Alberta is one of them in Canada. They're pushing back against Trudeau, Castro. You know,
Alberta is kind of a conservative stronghold for the most part in Canada. And there's actually a movement in Canada to secede from the Canadian.
Become part of America. They want to become part of the state.
Dictatorship there and become the 51st state.
Yeah. And the digital ID, the pushback is happening, which is great. Last week, I did a 30-minute opening monologue one of the days. Remember, besides our GCN radio show on Sundays, 2 hours plus a day, five additional days a week. And I opened up, and Super Don was really kind of deflating the balloon, so to speak. Not because he's poo-pooing what I was talking about, just the concern he has, and I do too, is that you're not really getting the memo on this digital ID and how dangerous this is, how devastating this would be if it is implemented. Now, many of you have woken up to the concept because of vaccine passports in the COVID crazy era we've just come through. The idea that you can't go to a restaurant, a movie theater, or on a bus, plane, train, or automobile unless you show your papers, beyond just your ID that you've had a jab, a vaccine, like cruise ships or whatever, that was part of it as well. And we've talked about the separation and the segregation of society again, even in Israel, where the Jewish people of all should know better than this. But their Prime Minister Netanyahu sold them out to Pfizer, and they began to wear like the equivalent of gold stars, you know, on your lapel. Have you been jabbed or not? Whether you had the freedom. Now, they can't fully implement that because there's been pushback and the whole COVID fear has subsided for the most part. But they're not giving up. Based on what emergency is going to come next? It'll be a climate emergency, perhaps. We've talked about that. Can they make us so afraid that the climate is going to kill us that we'll be willingly, voluntarily locking ourselves down in what they call 15-minute cities? where you no longer can own a car. It's all public transportation, and only get on it if you have a digital ID, whether it's implanted in your rectum or whether it's a card that you carry or whether it's on a smartphone. These are called smart cities. And it sounds really great for some people because, like, everything's in walking distance for the most part. Everything's within 15 minutes. Yet because of the digital identifiers that will be tied to the – what's the four-letter designation of digital currency? Super Don?
Heebie-jeebie.
Yeah, no, basic.
R2D2. I don't know. What is it? It's
CBGBs. Central Bank CB Digital Currency.
CBDC. There it is.
Central Bank Digital Currency. Now, this is not cash. You would not be allowed to use any cash. There would be no privacy. Every transaction would be recorded and in real time monitored to find out, wait a second, Mr. Don, Dr. Don, Super Don. Apparently, mm-hmm. you have not gotten your updated flu mRNA universal shot this year. Therefore, we're locking you down until we can get evidence that you got the shot, and that will tie into your digital identifiers, and suddenly, you know, your doors will open again. You can get on the bus or whatever you got to do. You can go to the grocery store, and your digital ID will activate the digital bank account that you have. But if you do not comply, all of that goes away. You're shut down. You're locked down. You're not on a boxcar. Your boxcar is your home in a smart city. Now, I'm not saying where you live now, Super D, that they're going to be able to do that or where I am. But the point is, this is what their playbook is. And it's not hidden. It's not hidden. It's not science fiction. It's not a conspiracy theory. These are the desires of the globalists to lock us down in our own home via digital identifiers. How serious is this? The equivalent in World War II was basically the Star of David got you a ticket onto a boxcar, likely into a concentration camp, potentially killed, right, in those death camps. Now they wouldn't need to put you on a boxcar because simply anywhere you are in that smart city, you are monitored, you are tracked. And remember last week on Friday, we had 10th Amendment Center, Michael Bolden, talking about being in L.A. right now, how they've, you know, all the 5G towers, the light towers are on street lights, have right. even speakers. They can actually talk to you and yell at you as they're monitoring you on the street. So these things are already being implemented. It's a stair-step progression, incremental, slippery slope type scenario. And Super Don, your concern is my concern, but are you doubting this, that all of this or any of this is real, or you're just as well concerned?
No, I'm not doubting that it's real. I'm not doubting the fact that it's very likely. Mm-hmm. And very doable anyway.
Yeah.
That they could do this, that this could happen. I don't think it's going to happen all in one fell swoop.
No.
Because I think if they move too fast on any of these things, that people would push back.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
And so I think it's going to be a gradual thing if it does end up going that direction. Mm-hmm. I think that people just don't, it's a foreign idea to them, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like, oh, whatever. People have been warning about stuff all the time, you know, when they can't relate to it because they haven't had something like that happen before.
Right. But look at what the Prime Minister of Canada, Trudeau, is saying to the provinces. If you don't initiate this digital ID in your province, Alberta, we're going to cut all funding for health care. And, of course, in Canada, it is a single-payer socialized system. So the coercion that we see even in the federal government of the United States to the states when they talked about, remember the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit?
Mm-hmm.
It was tied to highway funds. Certain western states did not want to do it, and they said, well, we'll just withhold the highway funds. And so it basically bribed them or coerced them in that you're going to lose the money, and you better just do what we say. The question is, do they have enough power in Alberta to push back so that this doesn't happen, and are the American people going to be aware in time to stop this before? Because if they do implement this, now you have a feudal society outside of the digital, you know, cities, for instance, where you have the walled cities in science fiction movies and everybody else living outside of that in squalor or, you know, in the movies. You see me from a different angle now. Look at that. You cloned me. Is that what this is, the science fiction?
People listening have no idea what I'm doing.
No, they have no idea what I'm talking about. We have a visual show for our patrons. So if you're not a patron supporter of the Robert Scott Bell Show, why not? Come on over to robertscottbell.com. Support us. Even as little as $5 a month. We really appreciate that. And on top of that, we do monthly AMAs on Zoom, or we get to know one another.
We do. We don't know when the next one's going to be happening here in February, but tune into the Monday through Friday show, and you will find out.
We haven't set that up yet.
Nope.
But I'm just imploring you to look further into this digital ID and resist, even real ID. Find a state that doesn't require it, like Nevada, California, there are a few others, and refuse to be part of that digitized system. Because if it implements, the only way out or back to freedom is through bloody revolution. And this is not me encouraging that. I don't want to see it. But you recognize that when you have exhausted all of the rightful remedies to prevent such tyranny from occurring, the last step then becomes, unfortunately, one that I don't like to discuss or consider. So with that, we're going to take a quick pause here. We'll be back to wrap up the first hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show. And the question is, what's that sound coming from your rectum? Yeah, I know. That's rude of me.
Come
but
on, man.
Yeah, you'll see why I asked that question when we come back from this break. Go to robertscottbell.com right now.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, wrapping up this hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show. I've got to mention some things that you may want to be taking. And what is that? Well, one of those things is called Folium PX, F-O-L-I-U-M-P-X.com. It's a Chernobyl-level antioxidant. I say it that way, and you understand what I'm saying, man, to counteract serious, serious oxidative stress, including radiation, binding heavy metals, binding, you know, those things that were really nasty. Folium PX, a three-pronged approach. It is phenomenal. You can get 10% off with the code RSB10. And my mom at 89 is dancing again, thanks to Folium PX. Not kidding. She had been struggling through the last 3 years of COVID, even though I don't know if it was COVID, but she had some strange maladies and rashes. And it wasn't until Folium PX came around that she was able to get out there on the dance floor, not only on January 1st for New Year's Day, but her birthday on the 29th of January. 89 years of age, Folium PX. So check it out. Also, if you want some superfoods and also some other great benefits, the Energy Bits, now we have access to energybits.com, chlorella and spirulina. And my wife is doing this and she's got energy. Oh my gosh. She's having this is the greatest thing. One little condensed tablet is like a plate full of organic vegetables in terms of nutrition. It's amazing. It's super nutrition and it's super binding to the bad things as well. So you can get well and stay well. Also, I mentioned Nutritional Frontiers. They have a lot of dietary supplements we use, and they are very, very, let's say, stringent in their quality. They have certified organic USDA, organic U.S.-grown hemp CBD, and we utilize that. Use the code RSB15 to get 15% off any and all of their products, including going to NutritionalFrontiers.com. All right, let me move into the story about, I asked the question of why is your rectum making strange noises? And no, this is not a funny joke about gas. This is about constipation and a new non-drug approach to addressing it. Not curing it, but addressing it. A drug-free relief from chronic constipation. I probably could have used this eons ago when I was a kid because I was hospitalized with constipation. It was so severe. And in this case, it is a pill, but it's not a drug technically. It's a vibrating pill. Apparently, Super Don already has one. Did you put them on?
You know, I was constipated till just 3 seconds ago.
So apparently, this is on a timer. You swallow it, and it operates like for a little bit in the upper GI, and then goes to sleep until it gets down to the lower GI and starts sending out these like 3 second pulses of vibration, like that.
Oh, so much better.
Yeah. But apparently, it's supposed to stimulate peristalsis. Which is,
Be careful, though. Be careful. Or
stimulate something else. Yeah. People are going to be getting into this and it'll be a recreational thing. I don't know. But it stimulates these nerve cells called mechanosensory cells. They help trigger peristalsis. the undulating muscular contractions that help squeeze food through the gut, and you know what, out the butt. So they show that it actually works better than placebo, but it doesn't cure the underlying problem.
Listen, it makes sense, right? I mean, you got things all kind of, you know, blocked up there and stuff, so you send in, you know, a little mini jackhammer.
Oh,
now. Made way there.
That's for the extra strength.
I would say that would be similar to like somebody using an enema or something from the other end trying to, you know, but does that, that doesn't solve the reason why you're getting constipated. I guess it's for relief from constipation, but it doesn't cure the problem.
But you brought up enema, of course, and you know, my dad worked for the C.B. Fleet Pharmaceutical Company when I was hospitalized with constipation as a kid. That's where I was first introduced to enemas. Not just knowing that my dad would work for that company, but yes, it liquefied it and allowed things to move through in a different way. But how? I mean, if you're vibrating something loose, you're still gonna, you know what, a brick. It's not gonna be pleasant.
Yeah.
Because this is not liquefying the material, and I apologize to gross anybody out, but understand that when you're severely constipated, the fecal material is dried out, and it ain't moving easy. It's like you're trying to push a rope out your butt. That's not good. That's not easy. And so I don't know they're addressing this. I will say this. If you have not read the chapter on gut recovery from Unlock the Power to Heal, that chapter is still available for absolutely free. Nothing. You don't have to do anything. Just go scroll down to the bottom of the page at robertscottbell.com. And you'll see, looking for the Silver Aloe Gut Recovery Protocol. Click it. The PDF of that chapter opens up. Love for you to buy the book, but you don't have to. And you use the silver and the aloe. And we talked about silver already. So for now, we're going to take a break. Be back after the top of the news hour thing that happens on radio. And the Robert Scott Bell Show will continue, where I remind you that the power to heal is yours.
Scott Bell Show. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.